Hey there. Did you know that tensions tend to be highest for blended families when everyone is together? Maybe you've noticed that when you've tried to do something fun with the whole family and it didn't go as well as you'd hoped. If you can relate, maybe you'd like to join us on Thursday, May 16th for an interactive workshop all about navigating the tensions of family time. You'll connect directly with us and other blended couples in a 90-minute Zoom call and work on your own personalized strategy for responding to the challenges of family time in your unique family blend.
That's right. You can join us and our community by hopping into Blending Together, where we hold one of these workshops each and every month. So if you'd like direct interaction with us in the context of a supportive group of other blending couples, then the Blending Together community is right where you need to be. Mm-hmm. So scroll all the way to the bottom of the show notes for this episode and click the link to check out the details. We would love to meet you on the 16th for our upcoming Intentionally Blending workshop right inside of the Blending Together community. Mm-hmm. Now, let's get to the episode. Hi, welcome to another simple step here on the Blended Family Coaching Show. Early on in our blended family journey, I was really excited about how we were going to celebrate the holidays. I imagined all kinds of fun activities and family traditions for us to do together. Some were things I already enjoyed, others were new things that I hope we'd be able to create and experience as a family. But it didn't take long for me to realize that Kim and Annika had some pre-existing traditions and their own way of celebrating the holidays. And these things were really important to them. Kim was also kind of cautious about starting new traditions, especially those that required lots of planning, because her visitation schedule with Annika was limited and she didn't want to have to negotiate changes with her ex, who also had his own pre-existing traditions. Now, I'm a pretty gung-ho person when it comes to the holidays, so in the beginning, I kind of pushed for change and new traditions. I didn't want to stay stuck in their old traditions. I wanted all of us to experience something different and unique in our new family. So I got a little frustrated as I made suggestions of all kinds of things that I wanted us to experience together, only to have Kim and Annika reject most of my ideas. See, I went into our family dynamic with the expectation that we'd merge traditions quickly. But instead, I quickly learned that I had some unrealistic expectations. In his book, Preparing to Blend, Ron Deal suggests that when we start out on our blended family journey, we should relax our expectations around these experiences and trust that family traditions will take on meaning over time. He goes on to say that your family must wander a little in the wilderness until you figure out what you like and can repeat it enough that people become invested in the tradition. You see, traditions, by definition, aren't traditions until you've done them enough that people know what to expect and assume they'll take place. It might take years for a tradition to develop. The reality is that holiday traditions only take on meaning when they're expected and feel comfortable to everyone. The bottom line is that developing new traditions in a blended family will take time. What I needed to understand early on is that patience was required if I truly wanted to relax and enjoy the process of creating family traditions. This is a process that needs to happen gradually and naturally over the years. In the beginning, Kim and Annika had a tradition of eating strawberry waffles on Christmas morning. That was something that Kim grew up with in her family of origin. So I chose to honor and celebrate that tradition without trying to suggest changes. And actually, we still eat strawberry waffles on Christmas morning. But they didn't have a tradition around where they'd get a Christmas tree each year. So I thought picking out a tree might be something that we could do together in a memorable way and just see how it would play out. And so that's what we did. I suggested that we go to a local Christmas tree farm and cut down our tree, like with a saw and everything. And since Kim and Annika had never done this before and didn't have a pre-existing tradition around that, they were up for giving it a try. Now, that first year, we had such a great time that we tried it again the next year. And then we all loved it so much that by our third Christmas together, it became a family tradition that we've carried out for 20 years. See, letting go of expectations that traditions would merge and develop quickly was an important mindset shift for me, and it freed me up to just relax. If an opportunity came along for a new tradition to emerge, I'd make a suggestion. If not, I'd wait and observe what kinds of things seemed memorable and enjoyable to everyone. As you navigate the holiday season this year, examine your expectations around family traditions. Maybe your expectations are unrealistic and maybe even creating pressure, tension, or some disappointment. Maybe you've become a bit impatient and you've realized that you simply need to relax and wait to see what memorable moments emerge in your blended family over time. And that reminds me of a great story we heard recently at the Summit on Stepfamilies. A stepdad shared that on Halloween several years ago, his wife was making chili for dinner. He happened to be at the store and he noticed an interesting brand of root beer that they'd never had before, so he just picked some up on a whim and brought it home. To his surprise, the chili and root beer combo was this big, gigantic hit with the kids, and it created a memorable Halloween experience for their blended family. So much so that they've continued to serve up chili and root beer every year since, because the whole family feels comfortable and looks forward to enjoying this holiday tradition together. It's a great example of how traditions often naturally emerge. This couple didn't plot and plan this out. It just happened unexpectedly, and now everyone in their blended family knows what to expect on Halloween night. They've come to assume that chili and root beer will be served, and they're all invested in this tradition, a family tradition that developed from a whim. Over the next several weeks, I encourage you to reduce the pressure and focus on relaxing. If you're feeling tempted to push for a new tradition and you've noticed some pushback, I'd invite you to shift your strategy and simply observe what everyone seems to genuinely enjoy and think about how that might be the beginning of a possible new tradition for your blended family. Maybe you'll inadvertently discover something on a whim that could bring a sense of connection for years to come. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you back here in 2 weeks for another Simple Step.